Police staffing in San Francisco is projected to be at an all-time low this winter. Population up, police staffing down. Same deal in Seattle. We are expected to be at a 30-year low staffing-wise, and our population has grown immensely in the last 30 years. That's what we're checking out. What will the impacts be to those specific communities? Let's talk about it. Let's jump on in. All right, so I've got two articles here. Worst is yet to come. San Francisco Police Department may be short around 825 officers by end of year, ABC7 iTeam uncovers. All right. We've talked about this till we're blue in the face down in Portland, because Portland, I think Portland is the epicenter for all of this stuff kind of going on, as far as they are the poster child, because they had that 100 days of Antifa and Black Lives Matter doing their thing. City leadership just kind of letting things go. And they've been impacted, I think, on a percentage-wise basis, more than any other city in North America, because they've got that influence. And, you know, the police department took it so hard because they basically weren't allowed to do their jobs. More cops have quit there. But, you know, across the United States, this is going on the daily. And so many police departments are short-staffed because, you know, as an American, United States basically took a crap on policing. So what do you expect? What did you expect would happen? Oh, I think more people are going to sign up to be cops now. No, it's gone the other way, right? So we're talking specifically about San Francisco. Police staffing in San Francisco projected an all-time low. Documents and tape by ABC7, they shed light on the crisis, which neighborhoods are suffering because of it. And we know that. We know that. Police are spread thin. The only way they're able to handle scheduling is to have people, you know, the officers come in on overtime. That's a short-term deal. Other than that, you're like, okay, good luck with that out there. Public safety, well, it's kind of there. I mean, you don't call us too often because we're not going to be able to get there, because they're not. Don't have enough numbers. From drug deals to car break-ins to brazen smash and grab robberies, there's a lot to police in San Francisco. The problem is the city doesn't have enough officers to properly serve and protect its residents. But that's not a new problem. The current reality is the problem isn't getting better. And that's what I talk to many people in blue that tell me, all right, yeah, we're down another 3 officers and probably another 20 with retirements. And we've got a bunch retiring coming up as of this date. So you might bring in a handful of police officers. You might bring in a new class of 16. But it takes like so long to get these officers up, trained, running out there on the streets doing their thing. And then, you know, if they've come from the academy, they're new. Then you got a bunch of rookies running around, or police officers that don't have a lot of experience. And so many of the people, I can't remember in Portland, how many, was it hundreds of years or close to 1,000 years of experience? Some just crazy number of officers that had retired. You know, you put all together all their years that they'd been in the force. It was just this horrifically large number. Now you no longer have those officers and all that experience. Some people, you know, the ones that were saying defund the police, they're going to say, oh, that's great. That's great. We need less cops. You know, people aren't really saying that anymore, are they? Even the people that are like, defund the police, put that money into community programs, they're not really saying that anymore. You're even from the crazy people like in Congress that were saying that up until a few months ago. President Biden came right out and said it. It was interesting. We're not defunding the police anymore. In fact, we're funding them. And I was like, okay, where were you on that a couple of years ago there, big guy? Where were you on that? Yeah, we got to pick ourselves up and get back into the game, said Tracy McRae, the president of the San Francisco Police Officers Association. But getting back into the game, police numbers wise, to me, that is an uphill battle, because you've got some of the same things going on. You've got cities that are out of control, and who wants to police in that environment, especially when you're short-staffed and you're just kind of doing what you can? You know, you're doing your job, but you know, you feel bad because the residents aren't getting the public safety coverage that they should be, that their taxpayers are, you know, paying for. You got businesses in Portland that are saying, yeah, or no, it was, yeah, San Francisco, the Castro, and they came right out, Castro District, and they came right out and they were saying, we don't want to pay our taxes anymore. We don't want to pay our fees for our business license anymore. Cause you know why? We're getting Zippo as far as our, you know, services back from the city for our tax dollar. So we're not going to pay. Well, civil disobedience. And you know, I don't blame them. For months, the department has reported they've been more than 500 officers short. Chief Bill Scott told ABC 7 News last month the department is short approximately 525 officers. That's kid play compared to Seattle. I mean, we've been down that many officers for a long time, long time. Come December 31st, 300 people could walk out the door, and that's where it starts to get a little hairy. I've seen those numbers from Portland, and oftentimes you'll have a bunch of those people leave, but you won't have all 300 that are eligible for retirement. Because I assume, you know, a lot of those retirement plans are the longer you work, the more the higher percentage of your income as when you walk out the door you'll get over the course of, you know, your remaining life. So people want to stay on board. But policing, they have been leaving in droves to retire. It's a massive batch of that. Go to different careers, quit in general, or make lateral moves from these cities that have, you know, these policies. Left-leaning policies and the whole defund the police. You know, anybody that had a head on their shoulders, and that was one of the reasons I started this podcast going in this direction and getting away from real estate, is because it was so clearly obvious that this defund the police thing was just gonna backfire wildly. I mean, how did we not see that coming? And yet so many people are like, yeah, defund the, that's the greatest concept ever. Just put it into, you know, put it into these groups that, you know, are going to take care of us and not going to have those abusive cops anymore. How'd that work out? How's that working out? How's that working out in San Francisco right now? How's that working out in Portland? How's that working out in Seattle? Do you feel safer? Do you feel safer? Yeah, if you do, it's on you, right? Here's the evolution of the staffing shortage. The data is compiled by Matrix Consulting Group. 2020, there are 1,911 current sworn officers in San Francisco. 1,911. 2021, 1,830. We're dropping. We're dropping. 2022, 1,723. September of 2022, we go down to 1,651. So there we go. 1,911 to 1,830 to 1,723 to 1,651. Yeah, that's not good. That's a fail, said McCray. It's getting bad. And the crazy thing is, I'd love to see, so those are hard numbers. That is the net equation. Because a lot of times what the media wants to focus on, well, we just had a really good, you know, positive, we had 16 officers sign up. All right. How many did you have quit? I want to see the net numbers. Because the gross numbers, nobody gives a rat's ass. It's like gross commission in real estate. All right, yeah, but what did you actually make after all your expenses? Oh, well, yeah, that's, yeah, right? You need to know how many you hired minus how many left. What do you got? And that's what we're saying. 1911 to 1830 to 1723 to 1651, that is a downward trend that is not good, right? And then you've got possibly another 300 that could retire. So what you're saying is, unless you get a whole bunch of cops in there, eventually you're going to have even fewer officers because they're going to retire. Those guys and gals who are eligible to retire, they are going to retire at some time because nobody wants to be a cop forever, I don't think. Right? I mean, who wants to work forever? I don't. But you know, what I do is kind of different. I sit and talk with you here and yeah, we just do our thing. And wild, right? Even though we currently have 1,651 full sworn officers, documents show there are approximately 836 officers assigned to the 10 Seattle, San Francisco district stations, but not every officer is out at any given time. That is the rub, right? Their chief told ABC 7 last month that there are only around 300 officers working patrol citywide each shift. That's the number that I kind of focus on when I am given that number to me from those in Portland. And I think it was around low 200s. I'm going off of memory for Portland. Obviously Portland is a smaller town, smaller city than San Francisco, but you only got 300 officers. It's definitely as a strain to keep up with the calls for service. Their chief says the worst is yet to come. We can't have numbers like, I mean, this is nothing new, right? We know this is going in the wrong direction, but what are you going to do? So, and to give specifics in San Francisco, 109 officers were assigned to the Tenderloin during that time period from June to late August. 109. So you got a big chunk, more than any other district. Whereas the Park District, which has a significantly larger area, only had 47 officers. So the Tenderloin sucks up a massive amount of resources because it's just a free-for-all for crime. Let's just let it go. It'll be good. It'll be all right. Just let people do what they want. What do you think? Where do you think the criminals are going to head? Yep. Tenderloin. Tenderloin has huge challenges with their open air drugs and sales. Takes a lot of personnel to address that. So you're down the number of police officers, and then you got these areas that are just requiring massive, massive numbers of cops. So we have here's the areas in San Francisco: Southern, Central, Northern, and Mission districts each had a higher percentage of life-threatening emergency calls than the Tenderloin from late June to late August, yet all four districts were assigned fewer officers than the Tenderloin. I think the Tenderloin is just wildly out of control, and do we even call in things there anymore? I don't know. But that's the triage approach, right? You got to go to the Tenderloin. You got people dying and that whole thing. And you've got areas that are much, much larger and probably have, you know, these issues to a greater extent from pure numbers. But as far as just incidences on the daily, the Tenderloin sucks up a lot of resources, right? Another example of the disparity is in the Richmond district. Police records show that 53 officers were assigned to respond to 3,319 calls. 654 of those were life-threatening emergencies. That department is often down to only two squad cars, which is heavily impacting response times. For 3,319 calls, two squad cars. You're short. You're short-staffed. Talk about that all the time in Portland. Let's see what Seattle's got going on. There were a 30-year low, officers leaving in droves after defunding. President of the Washington State Fraternal Order of Police said Tuesday that enough is enough as Seattle struggles with its lowest police staffing in 30 years. We've been saying enough is enough for a long time. We've been saying we're in crisis for a long time. When's it going to come to a head? When's it going to come to a head? When are you going to have that one really big incident and it just kind of shines that spotlight on the fact that, oof. Why couldn't you get to this, this, and this? Why did you leave the citizens hanging in this, this, and this area? Now, manpower. So, Mark Monteblanco said he believes officers are retiring and resigning at higher rates because the profession has been demonized in recent years. Well, we know that to be true. So we talk about the defunding of the police and the continued lack of support from media and local officials. Here's the thing with Seattle. Our city council just recently approved bonuses, signing bonuses for new cops, and then lateral bonuses, bringing cops in from other departments. We've been so far behind because our city council was on that. We think defunding the police is the greatest thing ever. Let's defund them. And, you know, and reasonable politicians are like, I don't think that's going to work. Even our mayor. It's like, I'm not really sure that's the right way to go. Meanwhile, down in Portland, Mayor Ted was out there with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Yeah, we're protesting. We're protesting. This is the summer of love. How do you think that makes the cops feel? Not very good. That was ridiculous. And that's why Portland is suffering as much as it is now. People tell me in the comments, hey, you can't still rely on the whole Antifa Black Lives Matter thing as part of the reason that Portland is down the way it is. No, you can, because that has impacted things. Number of cops that have left. Nobody wants to be there. City leadership. Mayor Ted is the commissioner of police. He's tippy top commissioner of police, and he's out there with Antifa. He's out there with Black Lives Matter during the Summer of Love. What kind of message do you think that sends to the boys and girls in blue in Portland? Not a good one. Not a positive one. What are you doing, man? And he's, of course, walked that back now because, you know, politics. But the strain on police is a nationwide issue with more than 1,000 New York City police officers filing to leave the department in 2022. But I think they've got like 18,000 cops in New York City, right? Huge population. What we are doing when officers are not on the road, inherently, crime rates go up. What are we doing? Yeah. We're on the struggle bus. That's what we're doing. That's what San Francisco's on. It's what Seattle's on. It's what Portland's on. Many, many police departments throughout the U.S. Same deal. He acknowledged that a majority of people in the Seattle community support the police and are against defunding. But such policies continue to alienate officers. I think it was the general behavior and the whole CHOP thing in Seattle. You know, we had stupid things like signs were made up and posted all over the city. We appreciate our, you know, civic leaders. We appreciate our first responders. And everybody was identified in that sign except the cops. How do you think that makes them feel? Yeah, not good. Not good. And I don't really blame them for quitting. You know, it's a cause and effect thing. That's what you get. You get a bunch of nut jobs. You get a bunch of nut job politicians. Our city council is just all over the defunding of the police until they weren't. Yeah. Public safety. Oh, it's an issue. Oh, it's going sideways on us because of that whole. Yeah. We are officially no longer behind defunding the police. In fact, we're now funding the, you know, just a whole 180 degree flip flop. Just so ridiculous. And the rest of us are like, that's interesting. Well, this is going to get worse before it gets better, unfortunately. And that's where we sit. He warned that crime will continue to skyrocket in Seattle as more officers are set to retire than are being hired. There goes that gross versus net, right? While Montablanco conceded that politicians are beginning to realize the negative impact of their soft on crime policies, he emphasized the need for more resources for public. You got to get more cops in there. You just do. But there's no way you're going to. Who wants to be a cop? City like Seattle. Even if you pay him 30 grand, that's not. I don't think that moves the needle. It doesn't move the needle. That's barely enough to afford a decent used car now, right? Used cars have gotten so expensive. Right now, it's time to act, he said. We need citizens to contact their local officials. So bottom line is, make that vote count, right? Because the rest of us, other cities, we're not defunding our police. Hell no. Why would we do that? That is stupid. That is mentally challenged. And it was. And now it's looking like, that has come home to roost. And it's been roosting for a long time. This is an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing deal. And these stories keep coming out. You know what I think people just think? Well, you know what? Nothing really bad has happened yet. It will. There is at some point in time, each of these cities will have their moment and said citizens, if they're smart, they'll go, we defunded the police, don't have enough cops. I feel like there's a pattern here. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's that whole, when we do have more police, it seems like maybe we're, I don't know, a little bit safer. Let's see. Who's running on a platform of public safety? Those are the people that we're going to be voting for, right? Hopefully. I think there's a lot of just really, you know, silly people out there that don't know what's up. They don't listen to this podcast, do they? Ah, darn it. Well, not everybody can be reasonable, but you are. Make your vote count. Thanks so much for being here. We'll catch up on the next one. Bye for now.